Liberalism is at it again. This time, it's teaming up with gay activists. With the assistance of emotionally charged slogans like tolerance and diversity, which are always applied selectively, liberals have set their sights on the American family, and it will never be the same. The culprit is same-sex marriage. The ruse? A combination of buzzwords, equality, freedom, love, consenting adults. The argument typically goes something like this. Consenting adults who love each other ought to be able to marry. And there's also a corollary with that assumption, though stated less often. Consenting adults who love each other ought to be able to marry and have kids. Well, think about the implications of that argument beyond same-sex marriage. There will be no limit to the redefinition of the American family. A husband and multiple women might be able to say, "We are consenting adults who love each other, and we ought to be able to marry and have kids." Ditto for a 50-something parent and 20-something child who want to marry. Consenting adults who love each other ought to be able to marry and have kids. Remember, that's the standard that liberals and gay right activists have created. The same will be true for adult siblings who want to marry or groups of spouses. Consenting adults, after all. Using the logic of liberals and gay rights activists, no one, including courts and the law, could object to any of these arrangements. And who will be the victims? Well, the list is endless, but especially the children who are raised in these incredibly confusing environments. Of course, American Catholics will have been witting and unwitting dupes in the process. They voted for the liberal politicians that are the handmaidens in the destruction. Besides, have you seen the latest polls showing Catholic support for same-sex marriage? I'd say I'm amazed, but I'm not. Hey, decades of miserable and even untried catechesis and church leadership, this is what you get. I've never heard a homily defending traditional marriage. Have you? The American family, rest in peace. For CatholicExchange.com and Ave Maria Radio, I'm Paul Kengor.